vegan, true human.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Műsoraink sok nyelvet tartalmaznak. Kérjük, tekintse meg itt. suprememastertv.com/schedule.
He still had strong faith in God and believed that whatever God has arranged has purpose. So he has never lost faith in God.
Right.
This is a kind of a story to explain how come good people, virtuous people, often encounter suffering.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olesese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Assalamu alaikum means peace be upon you in Arabic, one of the official languages of Chad. My name is Koso. The cheerful people of Chad appreciate your efforts of advocating for the helpless and voiceless animal friends and a compassionate world. Chad is an inland country in North Central Africa, with neighboring countries that include Libya, Sudan, Central African Republic, Cameroon, Nigeria, and Niger. Its terrain ranges from the Sahara Desert in the north to the lush southern lowlands. The shrubs, tall grasses, and deciduous trees in the southern prairies are home to many different types of wildlife, including at least 125 species of mammals and over 500 species of birds. Thanks to the government and local support, several species of precious animals have been brought back from near extinction. In the protected areas of Sukuma National Park and Wadi Rima Wadi Ahim Reserve, the elegant scimitar horned oryx and the wonderful African elephant have been able to recover and stabilize. Another restoration effort has seen the planting of over 1.2 million trees, bringing new life and sustainability to the land. Archaeological evidence shows that humans began populating Chad around 7000 BC. The city of Abache is considered representative of the Chadian history and culture. Today's Chadians have the distinction of living in a country that contains some 200 ethnic groups that speak over 100 languages and dialects. Many of these groups, such as the Sara and the Turbu, have chosen to maintain their unique cultural traditions and lifestyles. We were delighted to show you glimpses of sun-kissed Chad, jubilant viewers, wishing you tranquility in your daily meditation. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped, world-honored One Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guci Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations, while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Sunday, April 25th, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Traveling Businessman and a Trustworthy Ghost, Part 5 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 25th, 2021.
Job himself was thinking of these hell people when he said to God, "You make all the countries become great, and you will also destroy them all. You make them become important, and you will also make them ruined." That's what Job said. You know, Job is one of the personages in the Bible, yeah?
Yes. Yes.
We talk about that later. I finish this first. Yeah. So after that, the traveling businessman returned home to his own country with all the money and possessions that he had earned. The parents were so overjoyed to see him again. And from then on, the whole family lived in happiness. End the story. Job is one of the personages in the Holy Bible. Mm. The story in the Bible talks about a very rich person named Job. He was very faithful to God. He feared God and believed in God strongly. Even during any of the calamities that he encountered in life, such as twice his house was burned, and all his property was gone. His family all died, wife and children all dead. Wow. He still had strong faith in God and believed that whatever God has arranged has purpose. So he has never lost faith in God.
Right.
This is a kind of a story to explain how come good people, virtuous people, often encounter suffering. And the bad people, not just bad people, of course, but like villains,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Never have any trouble. But it's not true. There are also some bad people who've been punished, huh? Yeah?
Yes, okay. Master.
But people don't see that. They see something else. They see, like, some wicked people, how come they are prosperous, you know, famous and glorified even, or in a high position, stuff like that. So they mostly complain that good people don't have luck. You know, bad people are glorified. Okay, nah? That's it, huh? Just to tell you who Job was. Okay, it's done now.
Thank you,
Master. Will you be sleeping well tonight? Can you still go to the bathroom alone? Or you need your colleague to accompany you? Don't worry, I'm also alone, okay? Yes. I don't know if I can ask anybody to come accompany me. Nobody around. Nobody near. Not even dogs, so. So we are the same. We are in it together, yeah?
Yes.
If you're afraid, you call your master, yeah?
Okay.
If I'm afraid, I think of you that's calling me, so we have company. You see that? People die, they don't enjoy heaven and are not all well. Like sometimes the relatives and friends who are still alive think, yeah, it's not like that. Lucky are some who are like rescued by some maybe good practitioners or master or something like that, or who are not in hell, yes?
Yes.
And maybe sometimes relatives and friends can contact them. Rarely though. Most are just fake.
Yes.
Faked by some medium in some dark room, just faking the relatives and friends to answer them, just for entertainment or earning money. But if somebody who is staying above the astral world, most people, if they don't do anything good, and they cannot go to heaven, well, they cannot. They must go to hell first. Long or short, depends. And other people who may be lucky can go to this so-called astral city, above the astral planet, similar to the film that we have seen, yeah?
Yes, Master.
It is true like that. As I told you already, between different levels of consciousness, there is a buffer zone, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Very big, very big. And great practitioners or masters, they can create cities or countries there, or place or heaven for their followers or some good people who are connected with them to go there and live, so they don't have to go to hell.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why I wanted to read you that story. But this traveling businessman, he's very brave, huh?
Yes, Master. Yeah.
Would you dare to grab a ghost like that?
No, Master.
Let me try. Stop! Tell me who you are. Tell me now. I won't let you go. Any question concerning that? Any comments?
No, Master.
Then it's good. I just want to scare you, but you're not scared at all, huh? It doesn't look to me like you are scared. No, huh?
We have a master.
Because you live together, that's why. That's the secret of your bravery.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
If you live alone like me, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right. I also won't go out at night, though. No. Not because I'm afraid of ghosts. Guess why I don't go out at night? Tell me if you are right, I'll read you the next story next time.
Master's more afraid of humans than the ghost.
Ah, who said that? Right hand? Ah, I don't even see your face anyway, so I don't know who is who. Very good. Next time I read the next story to you alone. Very good answer, yes. I'm more afraid of humans than ghosts. Yes, I have to always take care of myself. But one day, you know, there will be a day. Sometimes I'm afraid, sometimes not. It depends on the energy, the scent, or that's around, or something still up on it. I could be living alone in a desert or mountain. I never feel afraid. Unless there's something else, you know, that makes me feel afraid, influences me. Like if the hunters are around, shooting around, and all the animals are very frightened.
Yes.
And I feel also frightened. Yeah. But that doesn't mean I run away. I would just stay there. I just had this feeling of fear. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. It's too near. Yes. All right. Even if I want to talk to you like this, I have to consult with heaven whether or not it's safe tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you 3 nights ago.
Oh.
But it wasn't safe. So I wait until today. I say today is okay. Anyway.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. Welcome. I was sometimes forgetful of the day, you know, because sometimes I work at night or meditate at night a lot, and then I forgot the time when I saw, last night, okay? After 12, it's Sunday.
Yes, Master.
Now it's Monday already, right?
Yes.
But after maybe 2-3 o'clock already, in the morning, I had to go look for something. And I turned on the flashlight of the cell phone, yes? And I saw it say Sunday 25th. It was Sunday 25th yesterday, right?
Yes, Master.
Okay. And then that's the day I'm supposed to talk to you. And I was thinking, oh my God, I passed it. Oh, what to do, what to do? How can I be so forgetful? But then today I realized, no, it was just the beginning. And then I immediately called you guys and said, prepare, we make a conference before it's too late.
Thank you, Master.
Why? For what?
Calling us.
Talking to us.
Thank you for talking to us.
Yes.
I thought you said for nothing to us. Oh, your Master is getting old, man. He's pretty old now. Why is it too much work, you know? I'm like a forgetful professor or something. Lucky I don't forget you yet. Don't think I forget you, okay?
Thank you, Master.
You're not that lucky. I mean, you're not that lucky that I already forget you. Okay.
Very lucky.
Heavenly viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Traveling Businessman and a Trustworthy Ghost, Part 5 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Vegans Are Cool, Meet the junior game changer in Korea, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. We appreciate and thank you for the time and effort you've dedicated to making the world a more loving and peaceful place for all.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.